Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 73. So I have just a kind of conundrum or thing that I'm trying to process that I just want to throw out there. And perhaps somebody can share some insight. I've been thinking about sales lately, and for multiple reasons. For one, it's something that I'm not super great at, especially when it comes to selling my own self. It's one thing if I'm working for a company and I believe in the company and I believe in what we're doing and I believe that somebody's going to get great service, then it's a lot easier for me to sell. And I think I can really understand and justify maybe the prices or know we have the best prices. If I'm passionate about it, I can be excited to do that. I don't love the pressure of making X amount of sales, but I can enjoy the process and being excited about it. I went to a sales kind of training type thing. It was a little bit of a company who does consulting and sales training, who were showing kind of their process. And I don't know a whole lot about these guys, honestly. I've heard good things, but that's all I've got to go on. And they're there to show you some of their process because they're there to sell their services. They're there to say, this is what we do and how we work with people. And then we want to consult with you and help you be a better salesperson or, you know, business consulting and that kind of thing. Which is totally fine and cool. But here's my slight conundrum. I struggle with the concept of sales and sales training in the sense that we have a system and the system is how we go about selling. And just take everybody through this system and you will get a yes. And if you haven't gotten a yes, then clearly you haven't shown them enough pain. You haven't pointed out to them or had them seen enough pain as to why they won't say a yes to you. And lost in this for me, I could probably do this podcast like 3 hours long because I have so many thoughts and different perspectives on this. But it's a question that I struggle with in that I don't love working with salespeople because I always feel sold, right? And I see this as just this process that all I am is a goal to get you to yes. And I don't even disagree that there's a process. Like if you really are working with people, even if you absolutely believe in your product and you want to help them, there is still kind of that process of making sure that you get a hold of them, making sure that you're following up to especially genuinely help them. But in so many trainings and far more than just these guys, like I'm not just this discussion isn't because of what this particular training that I saw was about. This is all sales training. It's about getting to yes. You know, there's the steps of building rapport and connecting with them and helping understand what their needs are, which makes sense. These are all good things. But it's always the weird, go in and make them like you so that you can get a yes. Understand their problem. If you are honestly wanting to help somebody, that you kind of need to know that. Like that makes sense. And no matter what perspective you're coming from, it's nice to help people with their problems. It's nice to say, hey, look, I got a solution for you. Look at this. This is awesome. But then it's helping them to see the pain that they're in and the thing that they need from you. And then helping them, like therapy in sales training, coming to their own conclusion that they need what you have. You're having them sell themselves. It's like the best thing you can do. Again, therapy, kind of the same goal with a potentially different outcome. Hopefully the therapist isn't there to direct them in a particular direction to get them to say a particular thing. That's a bad therapist, but we consider that a good salesman. So it's that icky feeling of when I'm working with somebody, always having that feeling like all you're trying to do is sell me because you need the paycheck. And this has nothing to do about me. And when you feel that somebody is passionately trying to sell you and they're not tied to the outcome, and of course, in the sales training, we always hear, let them know that you're not tied to the outcome. But your goal is to get to a yes. And then when you have if you're not getting 90% yeses, you're not doing your job as a salesperson. You're not making them feel enough pain. You're not helping them recognizing enough pain. You're not, you know, there's something you're not doing. And I get that people need to make money. And I get that this is about making a living. And I get that a lot of things are a process. So I guess part of my question is this just one more thing that it's just another thing that you put a process on, right? Like if you're going to go through college, you need a process to figure out what classes you're going to take. You need to figure out how you're going to do your homework. You need to figure out how you're going to get through. It's a process. Is this just another process? And I'm being like too hard on it. But it's the trying to get me to say yes to every salesperson I meet it has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do really. I mean, it's fun when you meet a salesperson who really is excited about what they're doing and who believes in what they're doing and they want you to succeed. And they are not super tied to the outcome. And I know many salespeople would arguably say, but those are the people that don't make it. And my kind of question to that is, isn't that kind of a screwed up world? Like, people who are doing the right thing and wanting to really genuinely help people, who aren't pushing, they're not able to make it, right? Because they're not acting enough. I mean, in some ways, sales is learning to act. And I've known some really good salespeople, and I know some people who are really good salespeople who think their product, they've, because of the money, they've had to believe their product is the best, even though in a moment of weakness, they will tell you, oh my God, you know, in some cases I'm hurting people, in some cases, you know, be it financially or be it the actual product. And there's the golden handcuffs. They've got kids to feed. They've got college tuitions to pay for. So I can understand them. I'm not saying it's right. And I want to live in a world where people have enough money, they make enough money, that they don't have to play those games and sell their soul. Because it makes me question them as a human being. When are they putting that on me? Do they really separate work from life? And, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of struggling with this concept for some reason a lot lately, because it just feels icky. I don't want everybody to be salesy. I don't want the whole world to be all about just one big market that everybody you meet, all they're doing all the time is trying to get them to get to you. And if you don't go with them, even though they say they're not tied to the outcome, they kind of are, because we're human beings. And if you're that emotionless, then you're kind of a psychopath, and that makes you a really good salesperson, but it doesn't really make you a good person to be around or be friends with. So I don't know, you know, can people kind of compartmentalize and divide? And I think some people kind of can, but I'm curious to know if they can really. Where does it overflow into their life? Where does it overflow in friendships, whatever? And we've known people, I mean, that you have a friend that you don't really, like, they're not really your friend because they are so salesy. That's a different level of friendship. And in the whole outcome of getting people to say yes, you know, we all fall for this, right? And like, I totally know that I'm guilty of being back, either walking into the corner willingly or being backed into the corner and not liking the outcome and not knowing how to say no, or it almost feels threatening in a weird way. You have to maybe deal with this person. You're not really sure if they're, how they're going to treat you, or you just don't know how to get out of it. And that's how many things are sold. Buyer's remorse is a thing for a reason. And, you know, sometimes they are trying to sell you in the sense that they're trying to say, look, this product really will give you a better life. And there may be times when that's totally, totally true. Like, I'm trying to think of a good example, like medical equipment in some cases. You know, look, I want you to buy this, I can't come up with a good example, a sleep apnea machine. Because if you have this sleep apnea machine, it will be amazing. And I know this isn't quite how this works with sleep apnea machines, but if you have this sleep apnea machine, this will be amazing for you because you'll be able to sleep. And that is a big deal. And that is a life-changing situation. And granted, can the person afford it? Can they stretch themselves to afford it? How many times don't we think we can't afford something, we pay more than we expected, and then we can find a way to make it work? So that's another thing that salespeople are knowing is a thing, so they can use that in their advantage. But their product really is going to help you. Like, there is truth and reality in that. And maybe it's even a really good product. And yeah, you can be excited about it. But your sole goal is to push to that yes. And that's like all you're there for. So it's like this mixed thing. And I'm sure it depends on the person that's doing it. You can have a person who's really salesy, but they really, really do believe in their product. They really, really know it's going to help you. They really know it's the best, or they believe it's the best from what they know. And I don't know. I think I'm probably a little frustrated with myself in those times that I have let myself be sold. I've let myself be sold at times when I was very, very grateful for the outcome, and times that I was not. And then times I'm backed in a corner where I don't know how to say no. And there's almost like a weird fear element of it. Frustrated that I couldn't just say no, thank you very much, but you know, you've spent all this time with me. Sometimes it's the you've spent all this time with me, and sometimes like you spent all this time with me, especially when they're like this, then I feel less bad about it. You spent all this time with me. I didn't want to spend this time with you in the first place, but you kept on talking and talking and asking and asking, and so I listened to you, and now you're annoyed with me because you've spent 3 hours, or you know, however many minutes that you've invested this time, but you're the one who forced me to invest this time with us, both of us, or made me feel forced, I guess. And I didn't just walk away because maybe I was listening and I wanted to hear something that was going to work, that you could really help me on. But weighing it out in my own mind, no, I'm sorry, you don't win this round. Every salesperson has to deal with that, right? For sure. you put a lot of effort and work and you don't win. Sometimes for the right reasons, like it's not a perfect fit. Sometimes for the wrong reasons, maybe they just feel too pushed and feel too like, yep, you've spent all this time, but my God, am I going to have to deal with this situation every time I talk to you? So maybe I should talk to somebody else. Of course, obviously rapport is a big deal, right? People will buy from people that they like, even if it's not a great sales pitch sometimes. And that's true, but it's not always the case. I have certainly seen situations where a person who's a very much good-intended salesperson will sell somebody away, will push somebody over the edge, away from somebody else that they either in the same room or know in their life who is doing the same thing, but isn't as pushy and as salesy and is saying, hey, I do this thing, I've got this product, I'd love for you to try it or whatever, but I'm not going to push you. And they lose the sale. And I have known multiple situations where the person who ended up doing that kind of regretted it later. I wish I would have talked to that person, but they didn't push me enough. They didn't, you know, they didn't sell me on it. So it's like, listen to those situations when you come in. If you want to be sold, like how many of us do we really want to be sold? I don't know. I'm just trying to ask the question and examine this because I'm trying to understand it for myself. Of in some of the things that I do, I don't want to be salesy about it, but I want people to understand why it's important. And so I was like, do I need to like sell my soul and go to acting school and push myself out of this? And there are things that I could do and learn better, but I think I have I'm overcompensating the other direction to not be the person that people hate and don't want to be around. And because people have had so many bad experiences with that, it doesn't sometimes take much, right? And there's all different kinds of people in the world, and so that doesn't necessarily have to happen, and it's about having skill sets around that, I suppose, and being genuine. But it seems to bear out a lot of times that people who are genuine and aren't salesy, and they want you to do what they're going to do, but they're not going to push you to do it, they're not going to sell you on it, they don't win. They watch other people win. It's just a conversation that's come up with me and a bunch of other people lately, that it's that icky feeling of, you know, you want to be successful in what you do, and yes, you'd love to have a lot of money, and yes, you'd like all of the things that come with that, but you don't see the money as such the big grab that you're willing to push other people over the edge. You want to give them their autonomy. You want to let them make their own decisions. You want to let them make the best decision for yourself, even though sometimes you are offering a product. You're like, my gosh, if you would just do this, you would just see, right? You would just be able to know how good this is. And obviously some people have businesses and things that they can do that. They can say, just try this or whatever the case is. And just let me help you in this way. And then you can see if you like me or not. If you like the work that I do. And that's different, right? That's also very different than sales. That's the experience. And you can't always do that with every product. You can't always do that with everything. Yes, you could test drive the car. And a car is a bad example because really, you can test drive the car. You can see that you like the drive. But then there's the question of, do you just need a car that's functional and gets you around town and does your thing, you know, helps you do your thing, dependably getting from point A to point B without pushing in the middle? Or do you need the status of the car and all of the other things that go along with it, where there's other products and other things that are like really life beneficial? Having that product makes your life actually work better, makes you function better, whatever the case is. So I don't know. Am I being too hard on this process that happens? Do other people feel this way? You know, you acknowledge the sales thing, but you really don't like to be sold, but you still find yourself sometimes being sold. Is there just a mindfulness around that of taking a step back? Because again, that's the whole thing about sales training. I want you to sign today. And that's how they get you. You know, that's the deal. If I can get you to sign and you don't go away and think, I've caught you in the moment of emotional release and emotional excitement. And again, there are totally times when that has been the best decision I've ever made because in that moment, and it was right. And then there's other times when that's not been the best decision. And then there's other times when people have promised me things that are really good people. Like they're honestly doing great things. But I asked them something specific. Will this do X? Oh yeah. Yep. We'll have that. This will be the information you'll get. And then you go through the process and you realize that nope, they didn't actually tell you the truth. And it wasn't because they didn't know. They just didn't tell you the truth because they wanted you to be happy with the outcome and not go somewhere else where you're going to get that outcome made the way you want it. That is really frustrating and annoying. And it's really frustrating when it's with good people. everybody makes mistakes and everybody maybe understands something incorrectly and everybody, I don't know how to think about all of that, but frustrating, just saying. So how do we do this? How do we balance like sales and life and honesty and integrity and then making money and making good money and the people who really, you know, you want a good, happy life that's secure and you're selling stuff to do it. And some people get into sales because they can sell quote unquote anything. What do you think about when somebody says that, when somebody is able to do that? Like, do you look at them as a skilled person or is it just like part of their personality that they can do that and they can set themselves away from what they're doing and just do the business? It doesn't matter if they're selling a good product, a quality product, a product that does what it says. They don't even care if they like the product or not. They're just going to make you like the product. Like, do we look at that and we give people praise? Is that really what we should be praising? I don't know. I mean, I see that too often and I see people be praised and it's like, dude, it's fine if you can do that because you're quick thinking and you're brilliant and you're smart and you're able to really turn a situation and think all the problems and all of the solutions that you can offer. That part's the skill set. But please go off in the world and do good with it because it's like a superpower and people listen to you. And it's always interesting when I think of people who are really good salespeople who get involved. And they get involved because they kind of believe in things, but they know that they're a good salesperson. They get excited in the product that somebody's presenting to them and say, getting involved in a multi-level marketing company. And I don't want to diss on multi-level marketing companies. I think there's some really good products out there. But when you see somebody who's like on their 11th multi-level marketing company and they've kind of ditched the last ones and they made good money at them and they believed in all of them, it's just kind of curious. I was reading a bio of a guy a while back and they were bragging about that he's made X million dollars in X many multi-level companies. And some of the feedback about this particular person were some questions. Like one of the questions was, okay, is he still going strong in all of those companies? Like, is he doing all of them at the same time? Why? Because he really believes in them and he's built this group of people who he's been able to help with these companies. And if that's the case, if you're like keeping all those balls rolling because they're really good products and people are being helped, I guess that's cool. Like, look at you. You can multitask and all of this, perhaps. or you've got really good support systems. But some of the feedback was, yeah, he gets involved. He brings you everybody along. He gets everybody invested. And then he finds the next company. And then you're not totally left hanging. But it's like then he comes and tries to drag you along there, too. So what does that mean? Does that make this guy brilliant? We you know, do we self-examine what we see as great in people? And it's like, oh, a great sales guy. I want that guy on my team. But does he really want to be on your team? Does he have passion for your team? And I know some people totally follow that. They're like, I can sell this. I can't sell that. And use their brilliance for good. And there are some people that's like, it doesn't matter. I can sell shoes to fish. So I'm good. Life will be okay. It just makes me crazy. Anyway, back to that. Am I viewing this wrong? I know some people would say I'm thinking about it too much. But can't help it. Sorry. Yeah. I don't know. Thoughts? Anybody else in this conundrum? Anybody else? I love the idea of just go do your passion, be genuine, and make it, and it will, the success will come, right? Whatever that means. That's the world I want to believe in. But I'm sorry, we have a lot of forces going different directions. And I think of that in the terms of companies and inferior products and not giving good customer service. It takes a whole system of a company to be good, right? Customer service, your sales. A lot of times salespeople are rewarded because they're out there doing the job. They get all the bonuses and all of that stuff because they've drug people in the door. Nobody really cares about anything else, but they've drug people in the door. They've got people say yes, so they're rewarded for that skill set. And the skill sets that make the rest of things work get kind of forgotten sometimes in companies. And you only see the people you want on your sales force to have it grow. Then there's no accountability to the product. I think of sometimes like a cable company always comes up with this example of just the whole, well, they don't really care if they serve you, customer service serves you well. It doesn't really matter if they do a good job because if you leave, somebody else will be right behind you. What a shitty situation. I'm sorry. I don't know. Maybe that's the way the world has always been. I kind of think that that's true and not true at the same time. All right, I've rambled on about this long enough, although I could go and take a lot more facets of it. Again, feel free to speak your comments on Facebook at Mornings with a Stranger, no spaces. Check out the rest of the podcast, morningswithastranger.com. Have a great day. And if you have this weird ear, nose, throat thing that I've got, may it pass through you faster than it is me.